In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
One,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
Let's begin the podcast with a game. Now we know Laurel and Yanni. I'm going to create one right now. I'm giving you two words, badger or pecan pie. Are you ready? You just have to press the button and that's when you hear the next word. So pretend you're pressing a button.
Badger.
I heard pecan pie. What did you hear, Callum?
I heard Lewis.
Okay.
Oh, it was Lewis. It was a trick question.
Yeah. On this podcast, we will be breaking down what happened at the Red Bull Flug Tag.
Such a magical day. Are all the members here?
Yeah, because you heard the three of us speak.
Did someone pass away during it?
Unfortunately, we've gave away the secrets. The three of us are here.
Nobody gave away that secret.
We talk about where we finished in the Flug Tag. And I say, well done, boys. We surprised ourselves.
I'm about to tell you where we came.
No, don't do that.
See, I find it very difficult. I don't know what to say in this part.
We would like people to listen further, so we give them a little tease of what's to come.
Can't tease. I give you the whole hog.
Well, give us the whole hog of something you talk about then.
That hamster wheel is moving very slowly.
There's a big cat in Birmingham.
Oh, speak about the beast in Birmingham. And I play a lovely clip from it. It's great. You'll really enjoy it.
It's all to come on the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Have I ruined the surprise if I say that producer Callum is that okay? What's up? Well, there you go. That's a cliffhanger right there.
What a day it was yesterday.
Can I just applaud? Can I applaud the day?
You can applaud down at Dunleary Harbour for the whole day the Red Bull Flug Tag was taking part. Our team, the Lewisers, with our Lewis-themed Flug Tag did take part. And we will have the results. If you weren't following us on social media, we will have the results of how we did just after 8 o'clock this morning. But there is something we need to address before.
Yes, we should say we were quite nervous for our producer, Callum, who was the pilot. He was the one driving the Lewis. He was the one going to fall into the water. And we were waiting around for maybe 3 or 4 hours. We were worried. And you were saying to me, producer Callum, should I talk to you? Look, you're in the studio.
I am here.
You're alive.
Good morning.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, he's here. Oh my God, you just appeared.
Anticlimactic.
You did say to me, I'm getting palpitations.
Yeah, we were in the pit lane and we were number 27 out of 40 odd and it was getting to about 24, 25. And all you were wooing and cheering, you were really hyped up. And then there was just me there in the corner thinking, in a couple of minutes, I'll be in that water.
Were you worried, Graham? Because at one stage, you took your phone out and started filming Callum because he was staring into space.
I thought he was doing it for the camera. I didn't know he was actually
I was just in the zone.
Okay, so we got the Flug Tag. We pushed it off. And let me tell you, please, this morning, if you can do one thing, go to our Instagram, official Spin1038. Check out the story. Nathan has just put up a video. It looks like there was a sniper on the other side of Dunleary Pier, and it just took Callum out the second that the Flug Tag went over the pier. His body was motionless, and he fell down face first into the water. And the best thing about it was Peter Collins was running right beside him and jumped in so perfectly and such a smooth entry into the water like a diver. However, Callum just fell like face first and a massive splash.
Oh, when you actually compare the two, Peter makes such a small, clean splash.
Yeah.
Callum, it's like a cannonball. It's like a belly flop. I tell you, a tsunami is about to happen afterwards. And just a funny thing was, we were coaching you beforehand saying, all right, this is how you jump. This, and you were like, yeah.
It's easy for you to say because you two didn't even jump in.
Yeah, well, we heard there was a coup d'etat to try and push me and Nathan
and
in.
And there was a coup d'etat.
So me and Nathan were at the back of the Flug Tag. And just as it got to the end, we sprinted back.
You legged it.
But afterwards, Callum came up to us. And we won't say what position or what was going on. But he came and goes, I'm going to go home.
And you go, well, what are you talking about? Stay to the very end.
I was very cold.
And he had cuts on his lips and his neck from the entry into water. Check out. We shouldn't be laughing, but he's okay now.
No, we can laugh.
I got a lot of followers on Instagram from that day.
Well,
so at Callum Farmer on Instagram there as well.
Check out official Spin 103 at Callum Farmer as well if you want to see his cuts
and
his
dirty bruises. Plug.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's Monday, let's sing.
The number's right, the number's wrong. Will it be Sean or Yvonne?
It has to be.
At the inn or at the home, we're looking for Sean or Yvonne.
One more time, come on. That's enough now.
It is Sean or Yvonne. I pick one random number to ring. And I try and find a Sean at the end of the line.
And I have one number to ring. I have to try and find a lovely lady called Yvonne.
That is why it is called Sean or Yvonne. For every Sean I found, I get a 1 point. For every Yvonne Nathan finds, he gets 1 point. Currently in the series, it is nil all. But this is what happened when I went looking for a Sean.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Sean, please?
Sean, I think you used the wrong number.
Oh, he said he was a barber. I was at the Ed Sheeran concert and I met this guy and we became good friends and he gave me this number to give him a call and we said we'd hang out again sometime. I've got like a birthday party at the weekend and I was going to invite him. Like we hit it off so well as mates.
Yeah, what does he look like?
He has short brown hair, kind of a fade, and he's got a bit of a moustache as well.
No, I don't think that's. I think it's the wrong shop.
And kind of wooden glasses.
Definitely not. No.
Okay. There was something distinctive about him. He had a big chunk of his ear missing.
He had a big chunk of his ear missing.
And he only had one nostril. Surely you know this guy.
I remember him. Know if I met him.
Moustache, wooden glasses.
Yeah.
Wooden nostril.
One after. All right. Best of luck with it now.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Keep an eye out for him.
I will. Bye-bye.
Oh.
He sounds distinctive enough. You'd know him. You'd know him if you met him.
I think you'd remember him.
So no points for me. Nathan, it is over to you, my good friend.
Good morning.
Hello, Yvonne. It was actually me that ate.
Sorry now. This is funeral home.
Oh, is Yvonne there?
We don't have an Yvonne.
Are you sure?
Are you looking for someone in...
I'm just looking for a woman called Yvonne.
In what business are you looking for, Yvonne?
I suppose she's a kind of jack of all trades, really. It's hard to tie down what she actually does. Was there ever a woman called Yvonne working there?
No.
Do tell them there's only a few of us working here.
Was that Yvonne in the background?
No, it's not Yvonne, no.
Sounded like Yvonne.
No, I can assure you, no, it's definitely not Yvonne. No, we've never had an Yvonne here in the business.
Who was that woman speaking in the background?
Not Yvonne.
Are you sure now? Can you please just ask if that's Yvonne?
Are you Yvonne?
No, I'm not.
No, she's not.
That's Yvonne. That's exactly what Yvonne would say.
Sorry, no. No, I think you've definitely got
the Yvonne. Why won't you pass me on to Yvonne?
Sorry, no.
I'm telling you that's Yvonne.
No, I think you've the wrong number. Thank you.
Why won't you talk to me?
It was definitely Yvonne. I know
that
her.
It's Yvonne in the background. Her, she's quite a sassy lady.
Oh, it still remains nil all.
It wasn't right. The number's wrong. We didn't find Sean or Yvonne.
We'll keep singing this song till we find Sean or Yvonne.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And there is a tweet that is gaining a bit of traction, Nathan, and I'd like to get your opinion on it because I'm not a massive Friends fan.
You're the only person I know that you actually don't know any Friends episodes. When I describe things, you're like, where is that from? I say Friends.
I know one where...
Do you know when Ross puts the leather trousers on?
I know that one. I also know when Ross and Monica are at a New Year's Eve party. And they're dancing in the background trying to get on television.
What is Chandler's ex-girlfriend called with the laugh?
Louisa. Oh. Louisa.
See, this is what we're dealing with. Louisa. It's Janice.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Louisa.
Well, I want to give you this tweet and give your opinions on it. It is, if Friends was set in 2018 Dublin, what the characters will be doing.
Oh, I like this.
So if Ross was in 2018 Dublin, he'd be lecturer at Trinity.
Yep, that's fair to say. He was a professor of paleontology.
I was going to say... I won't say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
No, because I don't know if that's a thing or not.
You're in a safe
philanthropist?
Day. A philanthropist.
No, paleontology. Joey would be on Fair City.
Yeah.
You happy with that one?
I am very happy with that.
Rachel would work in Brown Thomas.
Yeah, like it makes sense. It really does.
Monica is a chef at Chapter 1.
I've never been to Chapter 1.
Very posh restaurant. Yeah.
All right, yeah, head chef.
Phoebe would be a Mua, makeup artist. Are you happy with that one?
I am, like, they're all making a lot of sense. Well, she was a masseuse. So So I was thinking a Mua, or she could just be in a masseuse place somewhere.
And Chandler would work for LinkedIn.
See, nobody knows what Chandler works as.
Why, what
does
he do?
That's the ongoing joke. Nobody knows. He makes this money and he's just in an office.
Where do you think they will be set? Where would their apartment be? Anything in Dublin?
Oh, it's hard to know because we need a central perk in there with Gunther.
Yeah.
So we're trying to think of an area.
Accents, just around
downstairs.
The corner.
Accents downstairs.
If the coffee shop just around the corner from us here off Grafton Street will be a very good central perk.
And I think I would leave the job and work in Accents if I knew that the Friends characters were there, because I'm very similar to Gunther.
So you would be Gunther?
I'd be Gunther, I do very little work, and I have a terrible receding hairline.
Boom. We have it. We have our
Howdy
Friends.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Gunther.
In 2018.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
A fresh game to start your week off.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Did you end up for the weekend?
Just a chilled weekend for now. No payday around the corner next week. So.
Oh, exactly. So you got to stay quiet and wait for that. But look, we will try and sort you out with 100 quid just before it. If you are top of our leaderboard for the whole week, you got to stay there till Friday. What we're going to do is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. You only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Are you ready to go?
I am indeed.
Express yourself. Do your best Robert De Niro impression.
Wow, 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 wow.
Do your best impression of the Pope.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
What is Jay-Z's job?
He's a dancer.
Who did Meghan Markle marry on the weekend?
George Washington.
How do you spell rash?
T-H-I-D.
What noise does a rat make?
Cow moo.
What noise does a hungry hedgehog make?
Give us some food.
Sing an Ed Sheeran song.
Looking so crazy in love.
Who's the lead singer of U2?
Britney Spears.
What band is The Edge in?
Washington.
What's 45 minus 19?
28.
23 plus 14 is 36. True or false?
True.
What's the capital of Sweden?
Dublin.
Speak Dutch.
Tom Egba.
Speak French.
How are you doing, boy?
Name a red fruit.
Blackcurrant.
What is in a club sandwich? Oh, wow. I think you did well, Davey. I have to be honest with you. How did you find it?
It wasn't too bad. A bit more pressure than I thought. But
a little bit. Sure. Just a little bit.
It's a lot easier playing along on the radio.
Look, when you're in the bear pit, you're going to get a few scratches. Do you hear me?
I do.
You came on this morning on a beautiful Monday. And you, sir, you got 15.
Well done.
That's a very solid score.
For the start of the week, it is a great score to set. Excuse me. And if you stay there, if nobody beats the score of 15 between now and Friday, you will win that €100. Thanks for playing, Dave.
No bother, guys. Thanks,
bye-bye, Dave. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yesterday it happened. We did the Red Bull Flug Tag.
Is it fair to say it was the best day of your life?
I tell you. Because the Red Bull Flug Tag, what it was down in Dunleary Harbour. We had to fly a human-powered machine off a Red Bull pier. We had to do a performance beforehand, and then we got scored for our performance, the craft, and also how far we went.
Our flug tag was a Lewis. It was called the Lewisers. Can I say, was there over 65,000 people down there?
It was insane. It was like we were playing at a concert in Croke Park when we were up there. Hector was there. He was presenting the thing. He called me Dermot.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay. He goes, right, what's your name? I go, Graham. I want to come to you first, Graham. I go, excellent, Hector. He goes, you'll introduce the team, Graham. I said, yes, I will, Hector. And he goes, right, Dermot. And I go, no, it's Graham. If I was quicker, I should have called him Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah.
That would have been much funnier. However, we did our performance. I want to give the, I don't think we get to give a score yet.
No, we can't give the score yet. We should say we were quite nervous because we were there quite early and you're waiting around maybe 2-3 hours and then you're in the queue with your flug tag and we were nervous, but I can only imagine what our producer Callum was feeling because you, sir, you were driving into the water.
You said you were nervous. I said let's meet at 9:30. You got there at 10 and then you all went for a McDonald's breakfast.
Making mornings tastier. McDonald's breakfast.
Making tasty radio.
But standing in the pit lanes where you could see everyone else's flug tags, they all had wings, they had everything, and then there was just us, the Lewis, in a box with wings at the back.
Trying to be accurate, Lewis's don't really have wings. We didn't really want to put wings on the Lewis.
No, that's true.
When you went up to me, I'm getting palpitations. I didn't really know what to say to you.
I was very, very worried that I was going to be flattened by a Lewis.
Yeah, we told Callum how to jump out, but he didn't listen to us, and it looked like he got shot as he fell out of the Lewis, and he just... It looked like he fainted, or was it, his body was motionless and just fell into the water face first. Check out on our Instagram stories a video of it. But before we reveal how we did and where we finished, can we have a little recap of the journey of how we got to the place where we're flying to Lewis?
That would be a real treat.
It's been emotional.
Okay, here we go. Aoife, what are you saying our theme should be?
Lewis drivers.
Brilliant idea.
But they work so hard, you know. Give them a bit of credit. Yeah, as an actual Lewis, yeah, you should like lie back with your feet up on the front or something. Just have money like flying out of it as you're driving.
The name of our flug tag is the Lewisers.
Shout out to Daniela, who gave us the name the Lewisers. I'm choosing Callum to be the pilot of the flug tag. He also voted to leave the EU.
Oh, How could you, producer Callum?
He is a strong Brexiteer.
Look, I'm definitely choosing Callum to drive off with the flug tag. He always says things like,
"Hi there."
Oh! And if I hear him say this one more time, I swear to God.
I love turkey chunks. You have been voting, and the person who is going to be the pilot,
it's Callum!
Producer Callum,
yes it is.
Produce that Lewis off that Pearson.
I'll get my wrist action going well to pull that lever.
So there we have it. It was all voted for by the fully charged listener. The Lewisers, Callum and the pilot. We were dressed as sexy Lewis construction workers. We did our performance to our own song on the Lewis, and we will be revealing our scores after Marshmallow and Amory, friends on Spin 103.8. And how the flug tag works is you're scored on the distance you go off the pier, the creativity with your dance routine, and the creativity with your flug tag. And I think we put all our effort into the dance routine.
We had a
beforehand.
Great dance routine. We were wearing denim hot pants. We were quite sexy Lewis construction workers. Then producer Callum, he was the Lewis driver and he arrived with loads of money and started throwing it into the air as everyone started to cheer.
And then there was a last minute change to our dance routine because we had it honed down on Thursday, Friday. And then for some reason, with two flug tags to go, I said, boys, 10 seconds into it, let's just freestyle. There's a freestyle. There's a moment there where there's a 10-second gap. Let's just freestyle and have a little bit of fun.
You were doing a very strange thing with your knees. You were kind of jumping up like a lobster.
So we were putting a lot of it. We didn't think our Lewis could go that far, so we were putting a lot of effort on the dance routine. And what happened is there was four judges across on Dunleary Harbour, and they were scoring everyone out of 10. So the maximum score you could get was 40. Everyone was averaging about 7 and 8 out of 10. And then our time came.
Out of 42 flug tags, I should say.
So there was 42 flug tags.
We were 27.
We were number 27. So this is just for the performance. And let us remind you that we were playing our own original score. He's on the Lewis in the background. Yes, Niall Horan did write the music, but we changed the lyrics. Nathan O'Reilly.
There was four judges.
What did the first judge give our performance out of 10?
10. When we saw that, I think we were euphoric.
Nathan O'Reilly, what did the second judge give us out of 10?
10. Could you believe what we were thinking?
No other team that we saw on the screen anyway had got two 10s. Nathan O'Reilly. What did the third judge give us out of 10?
10.
Oh.
10.
Nathan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What did the fourth judge give us out of 10?
9.
Oh,
we were gutted. We were absolutely gutted.
We nearly got the perfect score. And we were leading the flug tag for so long until the team, the Pink Panther, came and knocked us off the top of the leaderboard. So we would like to say, we came second!
Yes! Team Lewisers, the hardest working people.
We couldn't believe it. We actually came second out of 42 flug tags. Now, we wanted to fly to Wales. We made it 5 metres until it fell. And Callum is still recovering from cuts on his neck and his chin from entry into the water via his face.
Please, we implore you to check our social media, Instagram. Have a look at Callum fall into the water. Official Spin 103.8. It is as if a cat was in the water and started to scratch producer Callum's face.
And as a celebration of our silver medal yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Here's a song that got us into number 2. It's Graham and Nathan on the Lewis, Spin 103.8.
They sure took their time connecting two lines. Lewis Cross City was worth the wait. He'll jump on the tram, avoid traffic jams. That big grey tube is so great.
Are you blocking the bridge?
He loves the red line to Tala. He loves the green line to Bright Glen. He loves the new Lewis Cross City line. Is he the only one in Dublin? He's on the Lewis. Out for ticket inspectors. He's on his way to Tala. He'll get to visit Nana. Lewis drivers work so hard. He loves the red line to Tala. He loves the green line to Bright Glen. He loves the new Lewis Cross City line. Visit the Spire again and again.
Bleeding stinks.
He's on the Lewis. He's on the Lewis.
I can't breathe.
Not one, I'm but two.
He's on the Lewis.
It's packed here.
So hot.
He's on the Lewis.
I can't breathe.
Not one, I'm but two.
Well, I think it is safe to say that before yesterday, we didn't think we even had a chance of finishing in the top 20. But when we were leading the flug tag,
that was it.
We were a little bit angry when we got knocked off the top. And we were like, we should have won, even though we had no wings. Oh, actually,
we were first for 5 minutes or so. It felt great being a champion.
And yesterday, there was an article about the flug tag on the Irish Times. And they said about us, despite having no wings, the Lewis-themed plane made by staff at Spin 103.8 FM managed to finish in second place. But their sterling efforts were easily matched by the Pink Panthers from Kildare, who finished first after 12 metres.
I know you should be gracious in defeat, no, but we were robbed.
It's kind of like Ryan O'Shaughnessy. Why didn't he win? Why didn't he win?
We didn't catch the Pink Panther performance because we were getting changed into our normal clothes. And then afterwards, when we had to watch them with the trophy and all, it was very difficult to applaud and be gracious. I was like,
five very bitter men.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. I want to give away €1,000 this morning.
Let's go to the phone lines and see who's playing. It's Kirsty. Hello.
Hiya.
Hey, Kirsty. Did you have a good weekend?
I did indeed.
What'd you get up to?
I was communion.
Oh, the amount of people I saw go around wearing communion dresses and dressed up for communions was unreal. They were everywhere the weekend.
I know.
What was the food like at the communion?
Kippers at one, curries at others. Lasagnas.
Wow, you had loads on.
Wine.
Stunning.
Well, hopefully we can sort you out with €1,000 to try and reimburse you for all the money you had to give to these kids for their communion.
Let's hope so.
This morning's month is May. What date of May is your birthday?
It's 14th.
Oh, that's a great date.
If 14 comes out of the drum, you'll be winning €1,000.
Kirsty, it's a lot of money. What would you spend it on?
Oh, I'd probably book a holiday.
Where would we go?
I'd probably say Cuba.
Scunthorpe, you say? Yes, yes. I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
The Jackie Cooney.
All right. We're going to start the week with old Jackie.
Good choice.
Looking for the 14th. Best of luck. Interesting spin this morning.
He's a little bit tired from the flood tag yesterday, so it's not as aggressive as usual.
Different sort of position, or maybe I'm just happier in my life. All right.
You have a ball.
You have a day. Looking for the 14th. How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't know.
No idea.
No idea how you're feeling. Well, I can tell you this morning's date. It's the 30th.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
We're far away this morning.
No jackpot for you this morning, Kirsty. But what the 30th gets you is a pair of tickets to see Demi Lovato this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
At the 3 Arena. So those gig tickets are yours. Congratulations.
Ooh, thank you very much.
No worries. I'll have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye, Kirsty.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's time to go under the covers with Nathan, and you have requested. I love when you request some music.
Look, we're not messing around this morning. There is a beast in Birmingham. I repeat, there is a beast in Birmingham. I have a lot of spinning plates this morning, Graham. I have a clip.
Oh, God.
I have a sheet of paper that I've printed off. Where do I begin?
That's two.
A woman...
That's generally...
Two plates.
What radio presenters do.
They're piping hot plates.
They read a piece of paper,
yes,
and then they play some audio. That's our job.
No, there's a third one because I've printed off an image. So I'm reading words on one sheet.
I'm sorry, I questioned you.
Come on, there's a third plate there.
I'm sorry.
Now, a woman. She has been left terrified, Graham, after spotting what she believed to be a big cat roaming around her bins.
What?
Now, she set up some CCTV cameras. She was sitting on the couch. She was observing because her wheelie bins, they'd moved. And she's so afraid that she's not letting her children leave the house.
Yeah.
Now, she thinks a big cat. I'm thinking Bigfoot.
Yeah, obviously.
Others are thinking Avril Lavigne. Because we have said Avril Lavigne had passed away many, many years ago.
Why would she turn up in Birmingham in a bin?
Who knows? Many questions. Here's a clip from the lovely ladies that I'm very proud of.
That looks like a leopard. That looks like a feline.
Rationally, it's got to be a dog. But
who let the dog out? That is.
Who let the dog out? Who let the dogs out?
Look.
Did you make that?
We're having a bit of fun this morning.
Did you make that?
Yeah. I edited that. I put two clips together. Right, do you want to see... Well, first of all, did you enjoy that clip?
No.
They're always very difficult to hear.
I never enjoy your clips. But I suppose yours is a mainstream news, so you got to kind of dig deep in the internet. They're not always going to use good recording equipment.
I'm kind of annoyed because producer Callum had to leave, so you didn't hear the clip that I played. It was very good. I'll play it during the songs. Have a sheet of paper here of what the big cat looks like. Please describe. You have a way with words. What are you seeing right now? I know it's black and white. It should have been in colour. It's a bit grainy as well because I stretched out the image on the sheet of paper.
It kind of just looks like someone lying down in a kind of on their fours.
And do you think it's an animal or a person on a stag?
I think
it's a guy called Budgie on a stag.
I think it could be him, and he's after breaking himself free from being tied to a pole.
Okay, well there we go. Well, look. Beast in Birmingham. Be careful. Be wary.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
The royal wedding was happening this weekend, and I think my favourite part of it was seeing how good David Beckham looked walking into the church.
Does that man age? Is he getting younger by the day, I ask you?
People were saying he was looking fantastic at the age of 43. And then a picture popped up on Twitter of David Beckham side by side with Katie Hopkins, because they both are 43. Katie Hopkins, of course, the notorious English troll, the blonde one that used to be on The Apprentice, and now she's just come out just being sensational for the sake of being sensational.
You're defaming her, calling her a troll?
Oh, she'd love it. Yeah. She'd love that. So I have a little game for you, Nathan.
Yep.
I'm going to got four celebrities, and you're going to tell me if they are older or younger than David Beckham, who was 43.
Okay.
First one, DJ Khaled.
Hard to know with DJ Khaled. See, I'm thinking DJ Khaled could be around 27. See, he has a big beard.
What do you say?
Don't really see the face. I'm going to go, but DJ Khaled is younger than David Beckham.
Yes, but only by 1 year. Wow. DJ Khaled is 42.
He also looks very young, DJ Khaled.
Dermot Bannon, older or younger than David Beckham?
This is a difficult one. Dermot, he's a few bags underneath the eyes, but he still has so much charisma. I'm going to go with younger than David Beckham.
Dermot Bannon, 46.
I'm annoyed with myself.
David Beckham, 43. Show favourite, Ryan Tuberty. Older or younger than David Beckham?
I saw Ryan a few weeks ago wearing a purple scarf. Looked old. Wrinkles on the forehead. I'm going to go with older than David Beckham. Yes.
Hazard a guess of the age?
47.
44.
Oh.
Just 1 year older than an old Bex. And last but not least, Jimmy from Picture This.
Jimmy from Picture This, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Older or younger than David Beckham?
We've met Jimmy once.
Yeah.
It was a pretty dark room. It's hard to know. I'm going to go with older.
Oh, my God. No, Jimmy from Picture This is younger than David Beckham at 43.
What age is Jimmy?
I actually couldn't find his age, but I presume he is younger.
Nobody knows it's Jimmy's age.
Not on Wikipedia.
You know Jimmy's age, get in contact.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Forbidden Fruit is happening at the Royal Hospital
so Kilmainham. So soon.
Across the weekend, you got Justice, Richie Horton, Grizzly Bear, Glass Animals, Vince Staples, Idris Elba, who DJ'd the Royal Wedding reception.
That's amazing.
Will be in Dublin. And we have weekend passes to give away to Forbidden Fruit this morning. And if you want them, all you got to do is tell us, what fruit is Nathan eating? He's going to take a big bite out of the fruit and then he's going to describe it.
I have the fruit in my hand. I'm about to chew it. Are you ready?
Very okay. What is it like?
Well, this fruit punch can be green, red, or yellow. It's very tasty.
Yeah, very tasty fruit.
Right down here in Memphis, Tennessee, we love picking these fruits from the trees, and we might make some juice from these.
Sorry, I took it over there. Come on, take another bite there.
I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry.
Come on. One more.
Sometimes associated as a forbidden fruit.
Let's go to the phone lines and see who we're talking to. Kira, what are you at?
I'm in work in town.
Oh, what line of work are you in?
It's really hard to explain.
Say.
Oh, your friends?
We make maps.
You make maps or macs?
Yeah. Maps.
Oh, M-A-P.
A little compass.
Yeah. Now, has the map industry taken a hit because of Google Maps?
No, this is like the Department of Agriculture.
I've always said a good old map is a great thing to have in the car. Now, do people just go to your store looking for a map?
Oh, no, it's not a shop, but it's the Department of Agriculture.
Has anyone ever with a parrot perched on their shoulder went, I'm looking for the treasure? Up Killiney
Not
Hill.
Recently, anyway.
Are you on Kildare Street?
No, a different office in Baggot Street.
Oh, okay.
And what sort of maps? Yeah. Like maps of the world or the country or of Killiney Hill?
Farms.
Oh, farming maps. Okay.
Yeah, it's really not that interesting.
I'm actually very interested.
Who puts the colour on the maps? Or is that a computer?
Oh, they're like images and then you make the map based on the image.
Ah, so it's all computer generated.
I don't care for... Is it OS maps? This.
No.
I really didn't like studying those maps in geography.
There were such easy points to get in the
research. I couldn't do it when people are like, all right, find the area of
A-G
the map.
A-G or A2. You go A and you find 2 and then they do the thing.
2 was never there for me.
Right, you want to win tickets to Forbidden Fruit.
This went on a whole different tangent altogether.
I'm interested. I like learning
about
people.
Welcome to the show.
I actually seen you yesterday at the vlog tag thing.
Why didn't you come up to us?
Well, I seemed Graham, I think it was. And he was like walking down the stairs, so.
Oh, were you screaming at me going, hey!
What did you think of the grey hair? It's awful,
isn't it?
The
vlog tag, though, was hilarious.
Did you enjoy our performance?
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
Like, well, I insisted to my friends that we went.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We appreciate the support. Okay, let's give away some tickets now. What was Nathan eating? What fruit?
An apple.
Yes, it was.
Damn right.
We got there in the end. Congratulations. You are going to Forbidden Fruit on the June Bank holiday weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Have a great day and get back to those maps. They're not going to draw themselves.
I will.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
And it is taking place at the Royal Hospital Caminum across the June Bank holiday weekend. Tickets, weekend passes to give away every single morning on the show.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it's time to choose the news.
Oh, this is very quickly becoming my favourite part of the show.
Three news headlines, Nathan, very cryptic. You choose which story you want to hear from. Headline number one, Royal Photobomb. Number two, oomph. Or number three, Yanni O'Laurel Part 2.
Two is calling out to me, but I like three. Yanni Laurel.
Do you remember Yanni O'Laurel last
week? I do.
Week?
It was always Laurel. It's always Laurel.
The sensation that swept the internet. Did you hear Yanni or Laurel? Well, there is a new one. It is Green Needle or Brainstorm. This has come...
Two very different sounding words.
This has come from a review of a Ben 10 game that was posted on YouTube in 2014, but it has resurfaced because of the Yanni or Laurel debate. So I'm going to play you the clip. It's pressing the toy and the toy says something.
Just to confirm, Green Needle or Brainstorm?
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me what you hear and then I'll reveal what I hear afterwards and see do we match up, because we didn't match up on Yanni O'Laurel, but will it be different? Are you ready?
Green, close in my eyes.
Green Needle or Brainstorm? What do you hear?
Green Needle.
I hear Green Needle too.
It's definitely Green Needle.
We are in agreement this time. However, it is definitely Brainstorm, because the character in Ben 10 is named Brainstorm. So it should be Brainstorm, but we are hearing the wrong one.
Can I hear it one more time?
I am hearing Green Needle.
Try and imagine it's Brainstorm. Okay. Green Needle. There's no way it's Brainstorm, because you just hear the Green Needle.
I would like to hear from someone who hears Brainstorm. 0877111038.
Yeah, but there's a lot of imposters out there and they're thinking, I want to get on the show. I'm just going to say Brainstorm.
Well, it's very easy to get on the show. Let us know. 0877111038. And there goes another successful episode.
Well, I really enjoy it. Can we kind of do this every day?
Of course.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And that about wraps up the show. But in Choose the News, I brought you the latest Yanni or Laurel. It's Green Needle or Brainstorm.
Definitely Green Needle. Come on.
But once we're in agreement with Green Needle, I cannot hear Brainstorm. But we said, look, if you hear Brainstorm, let us know. You can even lie just to get on the show. And that's exactly what Dave has done.
Guys, it's Brainstorm. I heard Green Needle first, and then he used to say Brainstorm. I said Brainstorm, and then he just played it. And, yeah. I heard Brainstorm. I heard Green Needle like the other day, though. Hold up. And same with Laurel and Yanni. It's all Laurel.
Dave. Sounds like he's packing up his car and he's moving house while he's letting us know. Thanks very much for that, Dave.
Cheers,
you're
Dave.
Brainstorm.
You thanks got on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.